As a nation organized by emigres, stirred by selfish design or desperation, should one expect outcomes according to what originally impelled them? Hardly. And yet, much of what our visionary antecedents desired came to pass, despite selfish sidesteps and stubborn reluctance by single-minded saboteurs. But when such hindrance becomes the stock in trade of those invested with responsible representation, just to gain political or financial profit, or mere personal satisfaction, honorable defenders must mount forceful opposition. Ever since Franklin Roosevelt saved America from self-destruction in the Great Depression of the 1930s, certain Americans have been attempting to prove that they alone are worthy of all the rights and privileges FDR preserved. To date, they haven't succeeded, but they keep on trying. Other Americans have sought supremacy via the use of technology, applying it to aid government via super speed and super scope, with little oversight overall. Regardless of their reasoned exclusivity, no person or group has a monopoly on this country's resources or the opportunities they create, neither by claim nor legal assertion. So when life within our boundaries becomes dependent on health, housing, safety, or defense against local or invasive attack, those trained and invested as specialists in such matters must respond, as recently some have tried, but were interfered with. It is especially odious when legislative delegates or officials designated to act upon the results of their decisions apply their own personal biases to outcomes which require pro forma responses. Such impositions must be considered infringements or outright offenses. Recently, sad to say, unrestricted and uncontrolled utilization of technology has spurred the increase of such excess. Back in 1957, the bizarre playwright Max Frisch branded technology, quote, the knack of arranging the world so that we don't have to experience it, unquote. Somehow, more and more of late, America seems to have been emulating what Frisch found offensive, belaboring the use of technology against friend and or possible foe, simply because we can. All of which adds up to the simple truth FDR knew would endure with or without technology. America's resources are meant for all, regardless of origin, religion, color, gender, or generation.